This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. 6 killed, 29 injured in fecal bus accident. Final list of vice presidential candidates to be published this evening. And huge crowds rally against Israel's judicial changes for 10th week. Now the news in detail. Death toll in the Sindhuli bus accident has reached 6. Deputy Superintendent of Police Chiranjeevi Dahal said the identity of all the deceased is yet to be ascertained. The dead include 3 male, 2 women and 1 child. 5 of them died on the spot. A passenger vehicle skidded off the road and crashed into retaining wall at Kuivir of Fikal Rural Municipality 4 in Sindhuli District along the Mid-Hill Highway today, killing 6 and injuring 29 others. The ill-fated vehicle was headed to Kathmandu from Okhaldunga. Police said the injured were rescued shortly and rushed to a community hospital in Golanjar Rural Municipality 7. The driver of the vehicle is receiving treatment at a health facility in Ghurmi and his condition is said to be normal. Newly elected President Ramchandra Paudel is scheduled to take the oath of office and secrecy tomorrow. According to the President's office, Paudel, who was elected as the third President of Nepal on March 9th, will be administered the oath of office and secrecy by Acting Chief Justice Hari Krishna Karki in a ceremony to be held at President's office, Sital Nivas, at 1 p.m. tomorrow. President Bidyadevi Bhandari's tenure is ending today. The final name list of the candidates for the election of the vice president will be published by 5 p.m. today. A total of 4 candidates, 3 from the ruling parties and 1 from the CPN-UML, registered their nomination for the post of vice president yesterday. According to the Office of the Election Commissioner, prior to the publication of the name list, some procedures such as assessment on the nominations and complaints filed over them, publication of the preliminary name list and withdrawal of candidacy will take place. The election of the vice president is taking place on March 17th. Ram Sahib Prasad Yadav and Pramila Kumari Yadav of Janata Samajwadi Party and Mamta Jha of Janamat Party have filed their candidature from the coalition party. Ashtalakshmi Sakya has been nominated on behalf of CPN-UML. Meanwhile, the election officer's office has decided to uphold the candidacy of the candidate for the post of Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav. The office concluded that there is no need to cancel the candidacy of the Yadav, a candidate from different community for the position of vice president. Election officer Mahesh Sharma Paurel informed that Yadav candidacy will remain as there is no mandatory or binding arrangement that the president and vice president should be of different genders and communities. CPN-UML candidate Ashtalakshmi Sakya and Janamat Party candidate Mamta Jha had filed a complaint at the election officer's office demanding the cancellation of Yadav's candidature. Various Maoist factions are holding a joint press conference shortly today. Chief Secretary of the Central Office of the Maoist Center, Sri Ram Dhakal, said the Maoist faction that have objected to the Supreme Court starting to deal with the armed wartime cases through the regular process are going to hold a press conference at the Nepal Academy Hall today. The municipalities within the Annapurna Conservation Area Project, ACAP, have demanded that they be allowed to use the ACAP area. At a coordination meeting held in Machapusre Rural Municipality of Kaski yesterday, 15 municipal chiefs and deputy chiefs put forth 6 points demand towards that end. The meeting has decided to submit the memorandum to the federal and provincial governments to resolve the problems in revenue collection due to ACAP and its regulations. The ACAP spreads across 15 municipalities in 5 districts, including Kaski, Manang, Mustang, Lamjung and Magdi. A Valley Chief Administrative Officers Forum has been constituted with the objective of promoting inter-municipal relations, common programs, cooperation and collaboration, learning and experience sharing among the municipalities in the valley. The forum has been constituted under the leadership of Chief Administrative Officer of Kathmandu Municipal Corporation, Basanta Adhikari. The forum will work for the integrated development of the valley by creating a common understanding on the policy decisions formulated by the people's representatives. The forum will also work collectively on issues such as stray animal management in the valley, control of dengue and other epidemics, environmental improvement, developing a system to take as less as possible waste to the landfill site for urban lightening, river management, use of road network and improving public transport system. The administrative heads of all the municipalities in the valley are members of the forum. There are 16 municipalities including 2 municipal corporations in the valley. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Hundreds of thousands of people have rallied in cities across Israel for a 10th consecutive week protesting against plans by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's far-right government to curb the Supreme Court's powers. Organizers said a record 500,000 people attended yesterday's rallies, making them some of the biggest in Israeli history. The demonstrations come as Netanyahu's government prepares to press on with its legislative agenda next week, sounding calls for a pause to allow for negotiations on the divisive judicial reforms. The reforms aim to give the elected government decisive influence over the choice of the judges and limit the ability of the Supreme Court to rule against the executive or strike down legislation. Critics say the planned reforms, which are already making their way through parliament, will politicize the judiciary and could lead to an authoritarian government. The French Senate has approved President Emmanuel Macron's unpopular pension reform plan as hundreds of thousands of protesters rallied in cities across the country to oppose the changes. Senators voted late yesterday to adopt the reform by 195 votes to 112 votes, bringing the package, whose key measure is raising the retirement age by 2 years to 64, closer to becoming law. Now that the Senate has adopted the bill, it will be reviewed by a joint committee of lower and upper house legislators probably next Wednesday. The reforms would increase the number of years people have to make contributions in order to receive a full pension. Protesters say that women, especially mothers, are also at a disadvantage under the new reforms. Authorities in the U.S. state of Texas have advised American citizens not to travel to Mexico during the spring break holidays for security reasons. The Texas Department of Public Safety said the drug cartel violence represented a significant threat for anyone crossing into Mexico. It comes after 4 Americans were kidnapped shortly after crossing the border last week. 2 of them were murdered, while 2 were released unharmed. Mexican authorities believe the gang members mistook the Americans for rivals and shot them when they tried to escape. The incident threatens to sour relations between the two countries. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the possibility of light rain with thunder and lightning due to effect of westerly winds today. Meteorologist Barun Podil informed that the pre-monsoon season is active, leading to light rainfall with thunder and lightning in the past few days. Months of March, April and May are considered pre-monsoon. Meteorologist Podil added the westerly wind is active with the sun shining throughout the day, leading to light rain with thunder and lightning in the evening. Hence, there is a possibility of light rainfall in the hilly areas of the country in the evening today. The forecast bulletin issued by the division also states that the weather will be generally clear in the hilly areas of the country this afternoon. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Katmandu Valley is recorded at 8.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 25.5 degrees Celsius with traces of rain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 6 killed, 29 injured in fecal bus accident. Final list of vice presidential candidates to be published this evening. And huge crowds rally against Israel's judicial changes for 10th week. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.